welcome to today's Lamplighter. If you listen to our station at 10 o'clock every morning, you hear a wonderful counseling program by June Hunt, and we are so glad to have with us by recording June Hunt, who is with us with Hope for the Heart. June, we are so glad that you joined us.
Thank you. I love being with you, Dick.
The more I hear about who you are and what you've gone through and how you've used that for God's glory just brightens my soul a lot. And you've committed many years of your life to working with people who deal with emotional, spiritual issues.
Well, you know, who doesn't have challenges in life? We all do.
Yes.
The problem is, at times, we have questions, but we don't know the answers. Or we have challenges, and we don't know the solutions. And the good news is there are plenty of solutions actually found in a book called the Bible.
That's right.
And what we do is we present God's truth for today's problems, but we give the action steps all additionally, step by step by step. This is what you do.
This is so good. This is so good. And you've covered so many topics, and I know many people can find more information on your website, hopefortheheart.org. But would you take us into an event that's just been brought as an opportunity to Hope for the Heart from downtown New York City? What's happened recently?
Oh, my goodness. About 4 weeks ago, an ad agency called us and said that there was a cancellation for this huge billboard in Times Square. And it's a digital billboard, and there would be multiple messages on there. And apparently there was an entity that was paying the normal fare of $32,000, which for 1 week, and it's only 15 seconds, four times an hour. So it'd be four times an hour.
Oh, my.
Times 24, or 24 hours a day, times seven. But then they said, would you like to have this at cost, not the $32,000, and I said, well, what's the cost? And I was being told this, and it was $5,600, and I thought, And they called us because they had done a search. I did not know this, but April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month,
uh-huh.
So they were looking for an entity, a nonprofit, that would deal with these topics that had solutions, and they found us. And so it's true. We have material on childhood sexual abuse, on rape recovery, on abuse recovery from victimization as adults who were abused when they were younger. We have sexual addiction. We have sexual integrity. We have over 100 topics, actually. Some of them have nothing to do with these areas, purpose in life and decision making and trials, and then we have emotions and we have addictions. But this was a specific area that rarely we're asked about. And I love our material on child sexual abuse. I know that may sound strange, but
no, in its effectiveness, yes.
Well, I mean, people have no clue as to the statistics, the average person. And what you, if you really are searching, the typical statistics you see is one out of four girls, one out of six boys up to the age of 18 are victims of childhood sexual abuse.
It just tears a person up.
It's just tragic. And we had a part-time policeman who worked at our ministry, and he said, June, I know those are your statistics, but let me tell you the police statistics that we have. And I thought, And he said, it's one out of three girls, one out of five boys up to the age of 18 are victims of childhood sexual abuse.
Wow.
And that totally, I remember years ago, it didn't totally surprise me, because the very first year we were in existence, and it's been 30 years that our program has been in existence.
30 years.
We, from the beginning, meaning that first year, I never will forget the first time we aired a program on childhood sexual abuse, we only had correspondence counseling. Well, I would get, it was three or four times the normal amount of mail, people writing in, and so often it was, "I've never told anyone this before." I never forget those words. And here would be people who would be, you know, in their 50s, in their 60s or 70s, communicating these words. And so it's not just children. Typically children would be hearing this program when it would be airing. But the point is, I saw the need was huge. And we developed material to help people. We call them biblical counseling keys. And we have that. We have a biblical counseling library on over 100 topics. But the point is, what do you do if you are dealing with this issue? Or to say it even another way, there are those who are not even aware that this has been in their lives. For example, that first year that we were in existence, I had a sister who called me on the phone, and she said, "June, you need to know about Marilyn Vanderburgh, who is Miss America. She's just come out saying that she was a victim of childhood sexual abuse."
I remember that news coming out.
Really? Well, she's from Denver. Her father was a socialite. He was a contributor to all kinds of events, to major entities that are famous, and yet what she came out saying was she had been a victim from age 5 to 18 by her father.
And that'll linger with her all her life, then, won't it?
Yes, it will impact her. Now, what happened in her situation is very unusual, not totally unique, but certainly unusual for her. There was a man who had been a youth director, and she was 24 now. She had. Basically, listen, she's a down-to-earth person, straight-A student, swim champ, gifted musician, just winsome, like the girl next door kind of a gal. And her prayer was that she wouldn't fall off the runway when she entered some contest that her friends wanted her to enter. Well, then she ends up being Miss America. And here she is, the epitome of self-confidence, as she hosts 23 television specials, and she served a major corporation for 16 years as the only female guest lecturer, all these things. And yet, this youth director flies in when she's 24, and he said, "I want to talk with you. I want to mention two words to you. Father, bed. Father, bed." And all of a sudden, a flood of memories invaded her mind that had been totally stuffed, meaning lost. They were not even in her mind. She had been a day child and a night child, and the day child had no knowledge of the night child.
Oh, my.
Now, that's called dissociation. So what happens is there are children who have no knowledge of what happened to them. If the abuse occurred at age 7 or younger, it has to be 7 or younger. And if there's trauma, I'm talking about severe trauma, then a child can dissociate. And there's a part of the brain, if you will, that carries the pain. And that's exactly what happened. In fact, I will tell you this, when she had a child at age 5, which is the same age when she had been sexually abused.
Yes.
Her body started shutting down. And so sometimes this happens when the mother reaches the age the child becomes the age at which she was abused. And so there are triggers and trauma.
We need to interrupt this broadcast due to time. We're going to be bringing the second part of this tomorrow. We've been talking with June Hunt, host of Hope for the Heart, as she discusses sexual abuse of young children and how parents can prevent that in talking to their children. Join us next time here on The Lamplighter.